Hey, this is Kurt,
and you're listening to Power Pop Photos. Hey, this week I got some really great new music for you, and of course I got a bunch of great classic Power Pop for you too. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Tomorrow's
Better to believe in mine.
Hey, we just heard a double A-side single from the Uni Boys. The name of that track was On Your Lovin' Mind. That was pulled from their forthcoming LP, Do It All, next week on Curation Records. Before that, No War was from the Lolas. That's available right now on the Cool Cat Music compilation Pop 8. You can pick that 3D setup right now over at coolcatmusic.com. The Flash Cubes and Get Up and Go, and that was just released on the Big Stir label. Head over to the Big Stir Records Bandcamp page, and you can find that and a whole bunch of other great music. We also heard Second Time from Rumbar recording artists Natalie Sweet and Brad Marino. Rumbarrecords.bandcamp.com is where you can pick that one up. The Click Beatles' new album, Emerald Green, is due out shortly, and we're a view of you from that. And we started everything off today with Shout. That was taken from the brand new album from the Glad Machine. The name of that album is Hey, and you can get a copy of that over to Glad Machine's Bandcamp page. Hey, this is Kurt, and you're listening to Power Pop Overdose.
Mad Wasp Radio relies on listener support to help keep us going. So, if you have a moment, please visit the donate page on our website, madwaspradio.com, and give us a few pennies.
Hey, how about some hidden treasures and lost gems right here on Power Pop Overdose?
Yeah. Records coming to you hot.
AM, AM, gotta hear us on the radio.
AM, AM,
care about it, stereo.
Reaching back to 1977, that was the Zippers and He's a Rebel. AM was a 1980 release from the Marshalls. We also heard the Comets and Don't Misunderstand That, and that was from their 1982 EP Pick of the Litter. Just the Camera was off the 1987-inch release from the Keys, and we started this set of Lost Treasures and Hidden Gems off with Chicago artist Julian Leal from his 1986 release Mad About You. Hey, this is Kurt, and you're listening to Power Pop Overdose.
This is Mad Wasp Radio.
I sting your face!
The Keys are this week's featured artist, not the early 80s British band, but the power pop band from Long Island. Featuring vocalist and guitar player Bob Koenig, Grand Opening was released in 1988 as a six-song EP. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Hey, this is Kurt, and you're listening to Power Pop Overdose.
Thank you. He's an angry man, and on him there's so few years. When he asks more, who will be there to count the tears? See him sing. Wants to make it fair.
Well, that was Long Island Band The Keys. They were this week's featured artists right here on Power Pop Overdose. We started the set off with track one off the first side, Deanna, followed by Poison Pen and Doesn't Bother Me At All. Flip that over, side two, Something Special, Angry Man, and When It Rains, It Pours. Man, I hope you dig this EP as much as I do. Hey, Bob told me he didn't know there was a band out there with the name of The Keys when he first came up with a name, and it was originally spelled The Keys with two E's, but he felt no one would get it, so the original spelling stuck. Well, there'll be another featured artist next week, but you gotta tune in to find out who it is, right here on Power Pop Overdose.
Don't forget, you can now download the Mad Wasp app and listen to your favorite station at the push of a button. iOS users, download from the Apple Store, iTunes.apple.com, and search for Mad Wasp Radio. For you Android users, download the app from the Mad Wasp Radio website, madwaspradio.com/apps.
Hey, this is Kurt, and this is Power Pop Overdose. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always email us at powerpopoverdose@gmail.com. And did you know we had a Facebook page? Go to the Facebook group Power Pop Overdose, leave a like and a comment, let us know you're there. Also, if you got a couple extra bucks, why not donate it to Mad Wasp Radio? That's how we keep great content like this going. Head on over to madwaspradio.com, hit the donate button, and you're in like Flynn. And as always, thanks to Jeff Shelton and the Well-Wishers for the terrific Power Pop Overdose theme. Hey, I got time for one more track for you. Featuring the record's future drummer Will Birch and eventually John Wicks, the Curacao Flyers developed a solid reputation as a live act at the London pub rock scene. In 1976, they signed with CBS Records. While the group toured widely, they failed to gain any commercial success, and after numerous personnel changes, the band disintegrated. From their album Five Live Curacaos, this is the track Original Model, right here on Power Pop Overdose. Hey, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you again next week. See ya!
Mad Wasp Radio.